While it is Saturday night, and you may be thinking about the movies, two Scottish films have recently arrived at the nation's art houses. One is called Young Adam, the other Wilbur. And though they're both set in Glasgow and deal rather extensively with death, Bob Mondello says they couldn't be more different.
Let me start by saying that I have only the faintest idea why Young Adam is called Young Adam. Dark and mysterious, the film is based on a novel about a barge worker named Joe, and it sure isn't set in Eden. Glasgow looks dank and chilly, as does the canal water from which Ewan McGregor fishes the corpse of a half-naked woman in the opening scene. For much of the rest of the film, he's preoccupied with how she might have ended up there.
I think she went to a bridge fully dressed and stood there breathing the warm night air. She took off her jacket and folded it neatly on the ground. And then she unbuttoned her blouse. And then undid her brassiere. Let it drop down on top of the other clothes. And she'd unbutton her skirt and let it slip down over her hips. And then she'd unroll her stockings and hold them out so that they blew in the breeze like pennants before she let them float off into the night. And she'd shiver and ask herself if she really wanted to go through with this. And she'd answer that question by kicking her clothes into the river. And hurriedly now she'd take off her garter and her knickers. And there she'd be, standing in her petticoat, thinking about whatever it was that brought her to this. And then with her petticoat billowing around her, she'd drop into the water like a rose and float there for a moment and be gone.
Joe is not quite the simple barge worker that he appears. He's a Beat Generation writer, given to moody silences and moodier seductions that earned the film an NC-17 rating. Not that sex engages Joe, at least not as much as that woman's corpse does. You sense he's forever cataloging sensations and observing himself, preparing, no doubt, to write a dark novel with a mysterious title, like Young Adam. That novel would no doubt show up at the used bookstore owned by Wilbur, the suicidal title character of the week's other Glaswegian film. Not that he'd know where to file it, too much on his mind, what with trying to kill himself every time his brother zips out to run an errand. All dangerous objects have been removed from the shop and the apartment above it, but Wilbur proves pretty resourceful with aspirin, the gas oven, even the bathtub. And when one plan fails, Wilbur doesn't give up. He just finds a strong beam in the back room of the bookstore, gets an electrical cord he can fashion into a noose, moves some cabinets around to create an impromptu gallows, and puts the noose around his neck, only to hear an unexpected sound from the front of the shop, the door opening.
We're closed!
What's become of the Kipling shelf?
We're in the middle of tidying up.
It's for my niece. She likes Kipling.
No, there's nothing on him, but this one's about pickling. Look, do you want it or not?
Isn't your brother here?
He knows nothing about preserves either. Now beat it.
Wilbur is actually a sweet guy. Director Lone Scherfig seems to think of him as a Harold who just needs a maud to keep him going. And one does come along. Unfortunately, she marries Wilbur's brother, which complicates things a bit. Wilbur was originally called Wilbur Wants to Kill Himself, which apparently struck the studio as too downbeat a title for so warm and upbeat a movie. Strikes me as a lot more descriptive than just Wilbur, but what do I know? I'm still trying to figure out Young Adam. I'm Bob Mondello.